93.7, the river that goes AC/DC, Dog and Joe show on a Friday. We put this up every now and again on Facebook. We'll do social surveys, and we did this a few days ago.
One buckaroo. That's all it takes.
What the hell was that? Oh, that was coming through the computer. My apologies. Sorry. A couple days ago, we did a social survey, and we asked this question on Facebook. If movies were cheaper, would you go more often? And so we'll look at some of the comments here. A bunch of people commented. Amy said, we had something like this happen a few years ago. It freaked me out. Have no idea what that means.
That had to be meant for something different.
It had to have been. John says, more beer. Love Studio Movie Grill because they keep bringing you beer. Movie theaters should follow suit.
I agree with that. That Studio Movie Grill's on to something.
Yeah, that's where Joe was taking his dates back before he rekindled his relationship with his ex-wife.
Oh, I'm going to take my ex-wife there again.
Does she want to go there?
Yeah, we've been there.
She'll go there? But what are the people that used to know you as bringing in all your dates, what are they going to think? That you guys are just dating, you and your ex-wife? Or isn't it going to be weird?
Technically, we are dating right now because she's still an ex-wife and we haven't remarried. So I guess we're kind of dating.
Oh, is that what keeps that fire hot?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to take her back to my date spot.
Mark, I wouldn't do that because you know how those dates turned out. Nothing. Mark, he says, sure, but if you time it right, you can get cheap seats for matinees and special nights like SMG does. Anton says, only reason I don't go so often is because of the price.
That's true. It's pretty expensive to go out.
I want to say yes. Christopher says this. I want to say yes, but if a movie is something I really, really want to see, I never let the price stop me. Besides, my wife owns a huge purse and I have a long coat, so I'm not refinancing my car for popcorn when I get there.
I see what he's saying. He likes to make a lot of popcorn, so having a huge purse and a long coat can cover it.
Yeah, that's how you sneak the food in. Mm-hmm. Well, we asked that because this Friday, I think it opened up last week, but it's officially open now. For anyone that drives up and down I-5, you've probably seen this new Delta Shores shopping center. It's on the left-hand side if you're going south, right-hand side coming in. And workers at the second IMAX movie theater have put the finishing touches on the brand-new entertainment center.
That is so cool that we actually have two of those here now.
One downtown, one there at Delta Shores, and $3 movies is what they're going to do.
Is this like the open introductory price, or is this going to remain?
I do not know. It says the 1,500-seat Regal Delta Shores 14 in IMAX is located at the new shopping center. 14 theaters inside the building featuring king-size recliners, leather seats, personal tables. That's at every chair, plus electronic controls so you can stretch out and relax.
Get right down to town.
Guests can enjoy a full bar with beer and wine, as well as an extensive food menu at the concession stand featuring chicken sandwiches, pizza, nachos, and, of course, buttery popcorn.
Well, Studio Movie Grill is going to have to up their standards now.
Well, and
we've got electronic chairs in this new place.
Isn't that a thing at all the IMAX, though? They all do beer and wine now with their concessions? Because
yeah,
the one downtown does.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're excited about this. And it says, as part of the grand opening celebration, Regal Delta Shores will be hosting $3 movie nights Monday through Wednesday.
Great.
Doesn't say how long. It doesn't say when they're going to, you know, stop it. But they want to get people out because obviously Monday through Wednesday, not a hot movie night. So take advantage of it.
Will be now. I mean, could you imagine? That would be fun to go to an IMAX movie theater that has those big giant reclining chairs.
Yeah.
Shoot, I might fall asleep and get so comfy.
And they got the beer. They got the wine, too.
That is killer. We should go there.
Yeah, not that far for me. I mean, yeah. I'll go there anytime. It's
go
right
check
there.
Out one of the new ones.
They've got all the damn, I don't know, Bed Bath & Beyond, and it's a gigantic shopping center there out at the Delta Shores. For years and years and years and years and years, there's been nothing there. And
or
now,
was it just fields and whatnot?
Yeah, it was just fields right across from the river, you know, not too far from the City of Trees Tower and all the other stuff going on there.
And, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know right what you're talking about there.
Yeah, you just go a little bit down and bam, you got this big old complex that's there now. So that's where they're doing it. But you got to do it Monday through Wednesday. All right, coming back, 90 minutes nonstop, commercial free. We'll get it started after these.